I look bigger than y'all or something. Like, cause I'm like
you won.
Yeah,
your chair,
why not hit this joint right here? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they gonna be like, there, man, he 400 pounds.
Yeah, bro. I look mad big all up on the camera, bro. I mean, I'm a big dude, but I ain't like that.
You ain't that.
Okay, cool. We good. Mic check one more time, Justin.
Mic check. Are we leaning? Are we leaning on the camera?
Oh, the camera leaning. Hold up, the camera's leaning. All right. This is behind the scenes with self-mastery, okay? Is that it?
That might be.
Hello.
where the grids at? You need the grids on that.
That's what you need.
To each there comes in their lifetime a special moment where they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a special thing unique to them and fitted only for their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill.
Let's get it. Welcome everybody to the Self-Mastery Audio Experience.
Yes, sir.
My name is Franklin. To my right, I got my man Justin from JC Desserts. To my left, we got Stro, Maestro, Michael.
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
We in the building. You know, yes, doing this, man. We getting back to this. It's been a little while.
We back for the first time.
This group.
That's a good way to put it. Back for the first time.
Because this is not a new podcast. You know, this is, you know, a continuation. It's almost like a saga, you know what I'm saying? It's like episode 2, episode 3, like it's like Star Wars or something, like,
dude,
you know.
But it's good to see
the Pulse series
where it started.
Quarantine life,
we kept it going through COVID.
For 2020.
That was actually pretty crucial.
A lot of people said we helped them.
We gotta definitely plug that Pulse series, Quarantine Life.
And all you gotta do is scroll back.
Yeah.
They can just scroll back.
Yep, scroll back.
All on Apple podcasts and all that. But yeah, man, it's been good. It's been good, man. Y'all doing good, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. Everything's beautiful. Shout out to the Spot Recording Studio. We love y'all. We really appreciate y'all.
You know, coming through.
We are in a recording studio, so it may be a little background noise, but hey, it's all good. We just gonna keep it moving.
We in the spot. That's how it is, man.
The spot. You know, it took me a while to figure out where it was at, because I was like, I kept searching the spot.
And you
completely
heard me
different.
Saying,
space.
Yeah, I got a spot.
It's completely
and I'm
different
the
space.
Spot, like,
so
yeah.
Me, at first, when you was on the phone, he was like, "Yo, we got the studio and all that stuff." He said something about the fuzzy. You said something about the fuzzy cactus. So I'm like,
"That's
fuzzy
next
cactus
door.
Is the studio?" Like, I ain't been to that one before. He's like, "You've been there before." I was like,
nah.
I don't remember Fuzzy
I
Cactus.
I confused you when
maybe
I said
they changed
Cactus.
The name. Yeah, I was like, maybe they changed the name. Like, all right, I'm going to just find it. That's why I hit you. I was like, what's the name of it?
Yeah, it's going to be so dope when we bring Matt on. Matt is so dope.
Yeah, that you dude know, is the truth.
Shout out to Matt.
He the truth.
Grammy Award winning producer, Justin. Yeah. I can't wait for you to meet him. Man. It's going to be dope. He's we're going to do that on Zoom so we can get him, because he's in Cali time.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh,
we have so many dope guests coming.
Yeah,
because this is about self-mastery.
Right.
So we just want to reverse engineer our success and other people's success.
True.
And what is success? Success is what you define it as. I consider success mind, body, spirit, soul, and business, you know.
True.
Not just in one area, but taking care of yourself, wellness. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Wellness. Mm-hmm. Like really taking care of yourself and spiritually, physically, you know, all of those five areas, you know, it's a constant fight.
Mm.
And it just dropped down on me like self-mastery.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cause I think that's where everybody's really, really shifting on it. Like
that's
to realize
big.
It's not mama's fault.
That's big.
It's not daddy wasn't in my life, but it's not the reason why I don't have a job today.
Yeah. At a certain age, you got to take ownership.
Yeah.
Come on.
It just gets to that point.
At some point.
It has to. If it doesn't get to that point.
We got to become a victor. At some point.
Yeah. That's real. That's real.
It was Poindexter. He bullied me in sixth grade. Bruh, you 29.
Yeah.
You finna be 30.
Yeah. I was watching some other podcast, and it was talking about, it was relationship based, and it was like, as a woman, you're not, if I'm 30, let's say 30, as a woman, you're not going to care if I'm coming to you 30 with mama issues, daddy issues, whatever the case is. You want to know if I'm a man, if I'm taking care of business. Yep. So it's like, at some point, you gotta take ownership. You gotta take ownership.
Absolutely.
And you know, absolutely. I guess when you look at it, it may seem like it's something that's beyond you. You know, in a way, like, you know, taking ownership of yourself or your own progress.
When you take that ownership,
but it's not that crazy,
bro. When you take that ownership, it's empowerment.
That's it.
I mean, and that means I now have control.
Right.
And people are looking for control. People are looking for control. They feel like they don't have no control. Man. What's the scariest thing about getting that alert? Well, North Korea now has a nuclear capability. You have no control over that. And so you get nervous. But in self-development, we teach not even to care about what we can't control.
Right.
And so self-development, self-mastery is like that zen. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm only concerned about what I do and how it affects other people and how I respond to everything.
Right.
And that's going to automatically affect your children.
I'm a plug.
Your wife.
I'm a plug.
Anybody.
A movie. Y'all don't know if y'all seen it yet. It's
What's
on
that?
Netflix.
What's that?
It's called Leave the World Behind. Y'all seen that yet? But that's right on.
I'm not. I don't be watching TV.
Talking about, yo, you've got to watch this movie.
And what's it called again?
Leave the World Behind.
The World Behind.
It's got Julia Roberts. It's got the cast is great. Like this Netflix to me, and I ain't hating, but some of the movies on Netflix don't really hit for me. That joint was put together.
It is dystopian crack. I'm talking about dystopian Cronut. It's a dystopian movie. It is the Cronut version of the dystopian movie. I'm telling you, bro.
I'm gonna have to go check it out.
Get your fix. End of the world, end of a civilization type person. You like to watch those films,
all in there,
bro. But it's not over the top like a big wave tsunami coming to kill us.
Yeah.
It's believable.
It's
man.
Okay.
They still even had power, bro.
Yep.
Just no internet.
No
Wi-Fi, no satellite, no cable. Because
it's good. Man.
And I ain't gonna say nothing.
It's good. Watch it. Definitely watch it. But yeah, just when you're talking about control, that kind of made me think about that because that was kind of a theme throughout the movie. Was you know who's in control? Who's really in control? But yeah, man, good.
So quickly, let's get into this, man. So everybody who's listening, I want to introduce you formally to, these are my guys, okay? It's a different relationship. It's beyond friendship.
Yeah.
We hold each other accountable in many ways through Motivation Central and in life. Mm. And so they don't even know what's coming, but, you know, my thing is this. I don't even want other people, like, coming around talking about some, like, oh, we want to be a host on this show. No. You got to work for that. You got to earn that. So, like, literally, we hold each other accountable for, like, push-ups and, you know, like working out every day and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I already got Justin. So I coach Justin. So I'm adding. I got him on a. I got a graph with his push-ups for the week. Yeah. Hey, shoot, I'm about to add mine in there, and you about to add yours in there. See, he didn't know that was about to happen. Yeah,
I'm with it.
And then look, and we gonna just be talking about it week to week too on the podcast. So
let's
everybody know who's slipping.
Let's see who's in it. Yeah. Let's link it. That's what's up.
And then we all win because of the natural competitive. Yep. True. They have a rehearsal across the hallway, so if y'all hear a little bit of noise, it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. All good.
We in the studio.
We good.
In the studio.
Bro.
Yeah.
Franklin Jennings Jr., talk to me, man. What? First of all, let's start from the beginning. Let's get to before me and you met. But you have a certain, Justin too, you have a personality that's, I feel like it's opposite of mine. Because it's like you're just even more zen, more mild-mannered, more tolerable. Like, I've had to work over the years on just controlling my facial expressions, even when I'm pissed off in church and somebody don't do something right, don't sing something right, you know?
Yeah.
Childhood, early childhood, what does that come from?
I'll be real.
And first, Where you from? And then tell us about the childhood.
Man, coming from Hollis, New York. It's in borough of Queens in New York. Lived there. I moved down here to Virginia. I was about 20. I might have been 20, 21, somewhere right in that age. Mm-hmm. But now, ever since I've been younger, my mom's always was like, oh, you've always been very patient. Like, you know, I want something for Christmas.
In you, bro.
I want
it's
something, you know, I'm waiting on something. She's always like, yeah, we could tell you, yeah, you're going to get it, and this will be whenever. And she was like, you always just chill. You always be good to just wait for it in a way.
Wow. So do you have siblings?
Yeah, I got a younger sister and an older brother. My sister, she is 10 years younger than me. So I was, for a minute, I was the baby, I guess I could say. So kind of got a little bit more.
How was that transition, bro?
Man, it was, honestly, for me, I liked it. Like, I felt like, you know, that's my girl. That's my, you know, she was, me and her, we was always together all the time.
I think that's every mother's dream.
What's that?
For her oldest to respond like that.
Because honestly, when you think about it, or when I think about it, I couldn't really respond any other way because I was the only one there. My parents was working, you know, their normal whatever hours. So me and my sister, we had a rock. We had to.
Like I
could have been. It could have been a little.
That's
wrong.
Still a dream come true.
True.
Because I'm telling you, even E.T. was speaking about how he was like, bro, like I used to go to my mom like every 6 months, like, who you love more? That's what he said when his little sister was born, bro. Like, and he would put the pressure on her. She kept saying, "I love you both."
Really, yeah.
And he's like, he felt like just to make him happy, she'd say, "Yeah, I love you more." Yeah. Just to make him just relax. Yeah.
Nah, dude. I mean, that's just that is a natural thing for me. It's like, and that's kind of how we link. You know, I'm not trying to jump too far ahead, but I think how you and I linked was, you know, something as far as my character is
absolutely character
being able to. I don't need the spotlight, but I know the spotlight exists and I know I can contribute to the spotlight, but I'm not, you know, not to say, okay, you know, Franklin doesn't do anything significant. Yep. What I do is significant, but I don't need to be the spotlight person. I like to see the person in the spotlight look good. Yeah. I like the behind the scenes stuff to be, you know, crisp, pristine. So that way there's less things that work. Like I think about my wife, you know,
presentation is
I want
everything.
Things to be, you know, smooth, but yeah, like, that's just something that's been natural to me. I just never really had the need to. I have a passion to want to help people, and that's why we're all together. I know that's we have that in our own different types of ways, but it's just passion.
I mean, he don't know
people.
It yet, but you're aiding in the next stage of his evolution.
No doubt.
And we're gonna let the people figure that out.
Man,
we're gonna say it. We're just gonna let them figure it out.
It's there.
We appreciate you being here, bro.
Yeah, all
appreciate
good.
You going this journey with us.
Yeah,
this is gonna be an exciting chapter of our life.
Yeah.
So, childhood. What high school did you go to?
Newtown High School, man. Right. People from New York is close to, is in East Elmhurst. So that's kind of like.
Okay.
Familiar spots out there would be like Queens Boulevard or something like that. A lot
of
people
would
know that kind of area.
Okay.
Newtown is a big school. It was like 4,000 students, something like that.
Mm. Sheesh.
So, man, look.
Rocking and rolling.
Huh?
Oh, no, I was just like rocking and rolling. Yeah,
man, but that's the thing. So, growing up there, a lot more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so 4,000 students, you know, ain't nobody really paying attention to you. So high school, man, I was wilding in high school. Like literally I missed like the second half of my ninth grade year. So that messed me up to where I had to do an extra year of high school because of that. But I did it.
Okay.
But yeah, the freedom was too crazy. And good memories, great memories growing up. And not really getting in trouble for it because, like I said, the freedom. You know, I wasn't necessarily out on the streets necessarily. I was in my neighborhood.
Okay. I remember you was telling me you was like, bro, when I was in high school, it was like the boys wouldn't really let you go on the block like that.
Oh yeah, that's my dudes I grew up with.
Yeah.
That I still rock with to this day.
Yeah.
You know, a few have passed, but still, the ones that I still rock with to this day would not let me. You know, they would go out, you know, different, you know, Brooklyn or wherever and, you know, sell whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, Frank, you're not coming.
Right.
That's not you. That's not you, and that's not what we want for you. So they mm-hmm. never let me go to that. Like, you know. That's
and, bro, that was a little bit of mine, bro. Because it was like, bro, we had access. Because it was like all my boys knew where their mom kept their stash of Hennessy. Oh, stuff like that. Man. So, bro, we would literally be like in the house, and they just break out a bottle of Hennessy, and they'd be like, "Nah, Mike, you ain't getting nothing, bro. You hype enough as it is, like, bro, because you know I was ADHD, like that was a real
that take it up.
That was
a notch.
For real diagnosed. You know, so my friends wouldn't let me drink it. They wouldn't let me.
As you say
it.
That, I'm thinking like, how does that relate to us in the real world now? As in, like, who are like, who's the people around us saying, like, nah, that's not for you? Whether it's, like, business, friends, whatever the case is, like.
I got you.
That's what I'm just thinking, like, dang. Like,
that's big. That's big.
I like that.
And, yeah. I mean, depending on what, like, field you're talking about, I mean, or I guess you can use
it. Doesn't matter what field.
Gatekeepers. That's universal. Gatekeepers.
Yeah. Gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Justin, you can only be a pastry chef because that's what I see you as, mm-hmm. and that's what I followed. I didn't think that you could be a multimillionaire investor into stocks mm-hmm. and crypto. I didn't think that you could be architect. You could be a rapper. If you want to start rapping tomorrow, bro, and put together a project talking about the pastries in a rap version, that's cool.
Yep.
Shout out to Jasmine Douglas because I've seen her do.
Oh
that.
Yeah. Yep.
The real estate rapper. Nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
kind of had a nice little ring to it.
I was going
to
say, she could do
somebody might have already had that. I don't know. Somebody has to have that. If they don't, just, you know, shout your boy out. Give me a little bit of credit because that don't just flow right on out.
Okay? Yeah, realtor rapper? Yeah. Wait, what was it?
Real estate rapper.
Yeah, somebody got that. It could even look it up on Instagram right now. Somebody got it.
It could even be real estate rapping. Real estate rap.
That's it right there. Yeah. That could be a whole.
All right, that's enough free coaching. All right, back to you.
That's real. But yeah.
At what point did you come to Richmond, Virginia? When did that happen?
My first niece, my oldest niece, was born.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, you know, I'm uncle now. You know,
right.
I want to. Everybody's older now. You know, I'm like, I want. You know, as far as my sister goes, and I'm like. And they were already planning to move down here because my brother, he was in the Marines. And his baby's mother, she was in the Marines, of course.
Right.
But she lived out here. So as they got out of their training or whatever it was, she was stationed here. So he was moving here to, you know, be in his kid's life as well and, you know, help raise her. But yeah, that was my thing was... That was part of it. Like, I wanted to be in her life because down in New York from there, I was like, I don't know how often I get to see her. This is my first, this is the first of the next generation as far as our family goes. So I, you know, wanted to be a part of that. And then just New York, I needed to get out of there. Like, a lot of stuff was handed to me, I guess I could say. Because my pops was, he employed, like, a bunch of my friends, you know, in the neighborhood. And
personal growth journey for you.
Yeah, I didn't have to apply for a job. I had a really good job with him, you know, through the company that he was working with.
He's like, I can do it on my own, Dad. I'm good.
And that's real. And I had to make that move. And, you know, a lot of things changed in between there, but as far as to help, you know, contribute to that decision. But that was part of it was wanting to see my niece grow up. And then also I'm like, I got to start doing some things for myself.
Yep.
Franklin Jr. needs to have, you know, some things going on, not just, you know, living in
fulfillment right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
That was a big part of it. Those things is what contributed to me moving that.
So I met you at the Village of Faith.
Yep.
Oh,
I started playing at the Village of Faith like 2006, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, dang.
Yeah.
That was early then.
Long time ago. Well, we didn't meet each other then because, like, bro, you could be at the Village of Faith. I could be playing for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But not know anybody and just other than, hey.
Yeah.
Because it was too many people, bro.
A lot of people.
They had three services. A nine on the East End. Then they would go to the South Side for the 12.
Yeah.
For the 11. Then come for a 12 o'clock service at
Verina. Was it still there?
That was at coming back to the East Campus.
Yeah.
On the South Side, it was the 11 o'clock service.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge was trying not to look at it as like just a straight gig because we would play the band, like, and all the band didn't go. Somebody had to stay behind.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, but they had both bands at the same band at both places?
Almost. Almost. Okay. So like I wanna say we had two drummers.
Yeah.
Ray would play the 11.
Oh, he'd be at the okay.
At the Southside campus. Okay. Beans was with me at the 9.
Okay.
And he would play the 12. Yeah. So Beans played the 9 and 12. I didn't play the 12 because I would go back to my dad's church and play.
Sheesh.
Y'all running.
Bruh. Yeah. Oh, well, I loved every minute of it. I loved every minute of it. Like, bro, you talking about, you felt like you were on tour.
Yeah.
I was about to say, yeah
that's what I was thinking,
yeah.
So it was dope. So my chops, just being able to do that. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't always do the same song list.
That was my next question. Okay.
For different. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Shout out to Jason Baxter, he was our minister of music, and then after Jason left to go to another opportunity, Ernest Pugh and Lucinda Moore came in to be praise leaders for the church.
Okay.
I became the music director. I had declined minister of music. I never wanted to be the minister of music for a ministry like that. I wasn't ready, and I knew I wasn't ready. And I still don't regret it. I was not ready. I said, I'll be a music director. I'm good with that. So I just handle the band and do a little bit of praise and worship. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so then I started speaking. And how did that happen, Frank?
What joy? What,
joy introduced us?
Joy. Because I was with the youth ministry. And of course, we didn't have like a youth pastor or anything like that. I'm not a youth pastor. I love to help people, and passion of mine as well is, you know, youth development and helping, you know, young people get ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, have that edge. We talk about the edge a lot, you know, having that edge. But Joy was like, yo, you need Stroh. You need him to speak to your kids. I was like, yeah, well, who? Who? Stroh, the piano? The piano player? Yeah.
If you're not following me, you have no idea I speak.
Mm-hmm. No clue.
Nothing. You didn't.
I didn't know he spoke, but I saw how he carried himself. I was like, okay, I could see it. I just didn't know. I was like, he does?
Character message.
That was the connecting piece. And then we met up at, what was that, the donut connection?
Yeah.
Donut
I think you shop? Approached me at some point before service or after service.
Yeah.
And we was like, yo, we about to meet up at Country Style Donuts.
There you go.
And I was in my heavier days. Yeah.
It was a good meeting.
Go ahead, get a half dozen.
We ate a donut or two.
Yeah. That
whole conversation evolved into, bruh, I'm literally that on was, some Christ stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, bruh.
That was
drop what you're doing and follow me.
It was one conversation. It was that was the first time I actually met him. And I was like,
bro, no, this is different, bro. Like,
yeah,
in the Countryside Donuts.
That was the first time in there. It was like
it
was like the proposal. I pulled out the ring and we said, bro, we about to get married.
Yeah,
okay,
it's time.
We about to get married in business.
Yeah.
And we about to be best friends because of his mindset and what he brought. So the conversation started with him talking about some old, I got this program I want to do, and I want to do this and I do that. And I said, I'll help you with that, but we could do a whole lot more than this.
Yeah. And that was crazy.
I have no help.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the thing.
Mm.
What he was doing without help was like, oh, man, you know, just with a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying I do, but just with a little bit of help. Yeah.
Bro,
nothing. You know, who knows what
it went. It went straight up, though.
Yeah,
it went straight up, and then here comes Timon.
Yep,
the beast.
Who we will bring? He will be on the podcast for sure. TimonBrown.com.
Ah, man, there's a story to tell. But hey,
that's what Timon Brown comes on, and then we started Motivation Central.
Yep.
Mm.
And the framework and everything comes from, shout out to Eric Thomas. You know. God, there's so much to tell.
Yeah, that's what
this
I'm saying.
Is gonna have to
it's
be
like,
more than one episode.
It's gotta be. You gotta. All right.
So, what year was this official start? You was at
Motivation Central. Or?
Yeah. When you put it on, we put the logo out.
Yeah, that's
you
have what I'm to saying.
Go on your phone and find it. Go on your phone. Go. Because you can still go to Motivation Central on Facebook, because you're in it.
Right.
And see if you can find. Just see if you can find it. In the meantime, I'm gonna explain some things. So. Before Motivation Central, bro, everything was like, yo, E.T.
Mm-hmm.
And before I met Frank, Me and Joy. Joy was doing some video work for me at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She wasn't on the administrative stuff, like answering emails. I needed help to make this thing serious. We live in a world where, you know, on a high level, people are contacting you, Justin, and you know this from our coaching. They want to contact you and get a secretary. If they don't get a secretary or a manager or some type of liaison, they already got a price point in their head of what they're willing to, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's facts. That's facts.
People do not know this self-mastery. Boy, we about to dig in.
That's facts.
People do not know this. And it's like, no, I'm not trying to be Hollywood. The people that are calling me, I just brought the offer down. I just brought the offer down. If they were going to give me $1,500 to speak, that joint dropped down to $500 just by them calling me. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm Mike.
Yeah. Oh, is this Mike?
Oh, yeah. Well, who else would it be?
Yeah.
We're not big. There's no team here. This is what I'm doing isn't big enough to have a team.
That's exactly
what you're subconsciously saying.
Yeah.
Justin, you speak on that a little bit, man, because I know that's. In business, you've had to present yourself a certain way, and we're going to come right back.
You're right on it. You're right on it. I still get those calls.
And you have to screen sometimes. Screen it to somebody else.
Especially emails, too. Because
I didn't answer emails before, Frank, and I put Poindexter. And then put the cell phone business line. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, not Poindexter, but you know what I mean. I just put a name, Toby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because sometimes you'll get different questions too. You'll get a different whole different conversation. Yeah.
Than when they talking to the actual talent or the creative. Yeah.
And then sometimes you do have to know when to pull that out. It was like, okay, this is the right person. I need to be talking to them directly.
There you go.
So it's like, it's situational for sure.
Yeah.
So just knowing them play that card, really.
Yeah. The conversation is definitely different. Like, just in, you know, past gigs that we've had. Like, when I'm speaking, and compared to him speaking, you know, the transition to, you know, payment and anything like that was way different. Like, it's different if they get if it's me, then I'm straight up, boom, boom, boom. All right, you know, what date? All right, this is the, you know, package price or whatever.
However
we put it together.
Yeah.
And you move from there. It was business then instead of, you know, okay, let's just get him out, like you said, for like, you know, $1,500. Yeah, right. $500 will get you out there. Couple hours, you do your thing, and you'll be out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's different once you have that person there to really do the business, help do the business.
Real talk. And I know did you find out what motivation?
2017 is when we officially started the Facebook group. But we was doing, remember,
we were doing it before 2017.
So
let's go ahead and say 2016.
That sounds good.
Yeah, 2016 sounds about right. So I started speaking in 2012.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I decided that I wanted to be a motivation speaker. I saw this guy named Les Brown. I found him on YouTube, and I was like, "Ooh!" He said he made like $25,000 a speak, and I was like, "Ooh!" I used to get detention for speaking. Right. I can get paid to do this stuff. this meat between my cheek and gums can make me money.
Yeah.
And I never knew. And so,
hold on. Pause.
If you're looking at if you're looking at a Les Brown video, he got me. If you're looking at a Les Brown video, then you have to find Eric Thomas at that time.
Man.
So before 2012, like 2011 around that time, I had spoke to CJ, and that's how I ended up. Yeah, so I spoke to CJ. I was like, "Yo, I just want to know how much it costs to get you, get ET out." This is when his video first went viral.
Yeah,
I was like, "Shoot, I'm about to get ET." And I saw it from the jump. I already knew what time it was.
Yeah.
When I went to book him, CJ said, "Yeah, it'd be about $7,500."
And what is it now?
Oh, you know, he 150 on the low. 150,000 on the low. Yeah, 200 on the low. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's because he's a bestseller. Yeah.
He with Alabama. He the right he way. Yeah. He's with champions. So yeah, it's yeah.
So bro, he CJ says, yo, I'm gonna get you you know, just let me know. He said if that's a little steep. He didn't come down the price. He said, see if you can get some schools to join in, you know, make it a community effort, you know, get some other churches to come in and get to 75. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And I was like, wow, that's a good idea. Yeah. The whole goodness of it is that we had a great conversation organically. Mm. And I kept, we kept the relationship. Yeah. And I had his number. Yep. So when he was coming, this is his first time coming through D.C., mm-hmm. as Eric Thomas, the viral guy. Nice. And I think it was Average Skill Phenomenal Will. I think that was it. Mm-hmm. Or he was the one before that. Because the one you came to was Stay Ready.
That one.
Okay, yeah. Mm. And so he comes into town. He comes into D.C. I said, Joy, let's go. So Angie, I don't think Angie could go. Mm. But I only had a couple dollars.
Yeah,
I only had a couple dollars, bro. I'm talking about this back then, bro. I was living with my mom's. And I was
how broke, much was
bro.
It to get in?
I have no idea. Yeah, I just know I spent my last
to get a bit.
It may have been $50 or $60. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that expensive. What ET and them was doing, from what I'm understanding, they were like testing the water. Yep. So this is their first time jumping out there and doing a tour as a motivational speaker. You know, he's a pastor, so mm-hmm. he's been preaching all over the place. That was normal. Yep. But he's now going as a motivational speaker. This is the self-help, personal development space.
Yeah.
And so people, you should charge in that space. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Therapists get paid, coaches get paid, motivational speakers get paid because they're providing a service.
Facts.
Okay? All right? So this is not your, you know, Pookie's church on 3rd Street. It's a different situation.
Right.
All right, so we're providing a service. So, bro, I get in there and I text CJ. I say, yo, we here. He's like, yo, come on in. Mm. Bro, we're walking past the line.
Mm. Wow.
We're walking past the line. And Joy was like, yo, go on in there, go on in there. And I was like, bet. So I go in there, and then CJ comes around going, yeah. And he takes me to this room. The lights ain't even on in the joint. Like, it's just like some conference room that just wasn't being used.
Yeah, and he's so, like, hold up.
Bro, so we get in there, and then all of a sudden, I hear E.T.'s voice, bro. I'm talking about, I hear his voice. He's coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. It was surreal. Michael Jordan is speaking. He's coming around the corner.
That's exactly
and
what I was thinking.
Lit,
that's
bruh, what it is. It was Michael Jordan. That's what so, it is. Yeah. So I only had 5 videos on YouTube. I thought I was ready to get signed. But anyway, CJ comes around the corner. He said, yeah. He's like, he said, let me introduce you to Maestro real quick. He's like, oh yeah, the kid from YouTube. Oh, fire. I was like,
he said, hold up.
Water.
I was about to say,
straight water. Instantly somebody started cutting onions. He was like, yo, remember, rewind. Before that happened, CJ said, yo, get your homegirl. She can come in. Mm-hmm. I said, bro, she didn't get a ticket. He said, I don't care about right. Bro, he got Joy in, comped her ticket.
That's
she comes in, and we're standing in the room. It was me and Joy. She got the picture and everything.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, as soon as he came in, bro, somebody started cutting onions. I think it was Joy.
Yeah,
and bro, it was just like, he said, you got it, bro. Mm. Bro, I was never the same after that.
How could you?
And there was a presence. So, you know, some people are anointed to do what they do.
That's true.
So he had the anointing on him. I know anointing. I'm from the church. I'm from the real. Where the pastors actually lived what they talk about. Mm. I've seen that. Mm. It's very rare. And he had a presence about him. And so it was godly. Mm. It was godly. And so I was sold. I was sold after that. I was like, yo, I'm going to get the book and everything.
Yep.
Secret Success, all that.
Yep.
And then we went in there, we sat down, and he, of course, blazed. And after that, he started talking about Breathe University. Mm-hmm. And you see how I told all that story? Because it connects. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's the key. It's not to copy what he's doing, but it's to say, oh, if you're a speaker and you're any good, then somebody's going to want to be under your actual tutelage,
right?
Your mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally why Justin's in right here.
That's
because I got the framework of how it should be done from E.T. Eric Thomas. Well, give him his flowers while you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to E.T. And I formed Motivation Central. And I was like, we just call it Motivation Central, whatever. Like, we just wanted to get it. And then it actually became something when we got the logo off Fiverr.
Yeah.
And it just stuck. It was like, oh, this is nice. And people were coming in, bro.
Yeah, nice.
And we had a strong wave that came in. And the tough part. Here's the tough part.
Talk to me.
You know about this, Justin. This is the part where... This is the part where you don't know what the seasons is because you've never been in a season.
That's it. Yeah.
This is the part where you're selling, you've made $30,000 this year, and you like, woo. And then the next year come, you're in the same, you're in January, and you like, we made $5,000 in January, and in February it fell off. But you don't know because you haven't made it to January yet. You haven't did three Januarys yet. You only done. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, so let's say it started in March. No, I can get the actual example. Here you go. So it's like it started in the winter.
Yep.
When people are in the winter, they have time to sit and reflect.
That's it.
And think. And ponder, and you know, oh, you know, maybe I need to do something with my life. You know what I'm saying? I do want a summer body, so let me get. You know what I'm saying? So people are thinking that, and then January comes out. Woo! Let me tell you something. It was fire that first year, but that the newness was on it. Newness was on it. But here's the thing: when the next year came around, there was a major fall off in the summer. And then it dawned, bro, we were at the point of quitting a couple times.
We was there.
A couple summers. Like, bro, like there was time where it'd just be me and Franklin on the call.
Just catching up.
And I had to have a conversation with myself. Is this really what you... Is this it? Do you really believe in this? Because if you believe in it, then you take the medicine. You got a cold, you take the medicine. Don't just tell me to take it.
And that's it. I mean, in those times too, I can't say that I ever really, like, we had that.
I did.
You did, but I didn't really.
And it's also ego. Because I'm maestro.
Right. Why is there not?
Why are people falling off?
Right. Why is this call not full, or, you know, why are these events not packed or anything like that? But I don't know. It was something about it where I knew because I knew what we were doing worked and was needed. You gotta know. That part, I was just like, no, we ain't gonna let it. I knew we weren't gonna let it go. Even, no matter how, if it got down, just talking to ourselves, like, if he didn't make it, I just had to be on it. I just go through the whole, you know, whatever type of practice I need to. But it just never got to that point for me where I was just like, I don't think we're gonna make it. I don't think we need to continue.
Wow.
We knew that we had.
You know how you think something and you just think somebody else thinking it too?
Mm-hmm.
I just always felt like, I'm like, bro. So this is how I'm wired, y'all. I need y'all to know this is how I'm wired. I don't know how you all are wired. You got to find out how you're wired. But for me, I need a competitive edge. I need something to... So let me not say I need. Let me not say I need. Because actually, I've grown from that. I don't need it now so much. But there's a percentage. So if I give a percentage, 10% of me right now in church on Sunday morning, somebody could come for the first time. It's a guy. He got a bald head. He's in his 30s. And he sits down all the way in the back. And he looks pretty suited. I'm in my head like, oh, the pastor invited him to come. And check out the church because he thinking about hiring him to play.
Yeah.
And I'm about to blaze this dude.
That's real.
That's just how I think, bro. Yeah. That's how I'm wired.
Yeah.
And it's totally crazy. Like it's and when I realized I wasn't crazy when I found out that Kobe and Michael Jordan did the same thing.
Yep.
That joy, they say a lot of stuff that was in the headline stuff, it wasn't even real. Yeah, Phil Jackson was sometimes like just make up stuff. And Michael Jordan would tell the press, well, Karl Malone said I wouldn't drop 20, so I dropped 30 on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Karl Malone, I ain't never say that. I would never talk about Black Jesus like that. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, they literally called him Black Jesus for people that don't know. So, yeah, like, so I would make up stuff in my head, and it would, you know, so in my mind, you're like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, okay,
so I'm thinking Franklin was getting serious with Kelsey, and I'm like, the game changes once you get.
Yep, for sure.
Let me tell you something. I know if you're cool with the first lady, you good with the pastor.
Yeah. Yep.
On any engagement I'm playing, anything, if the first lady like you, good.
Right.
Why? Because she pillow talking them.
Right.
Real talk. They spend intimate time together. She like, I like him. Now, you still got to be dope at what you do. You still got to execute.
Yep.
But that's still a piece of the battle, right? Yep. So I knew Kelsey is getting in there. Like, they getting tight. And I even came out and told her one day, I was like, yo, bro, Kelsey about to cancel this. We got to start making some money, bro. Yep.
Put some chicken on it.
We got to start. Yep. And not necessarily money, but it got to make sense. She needs to be able to walk in the kitchen at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning and hear good stuff going on. Yeah. And she decided to put her ear to the door. This is the way I think.
That's real, though.
I'm making this up. That's real.
That's real.
It's real. They need to see results. All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that an ice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com. My fiance at the time needed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, bro, I know if wifey ain't with it, you in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, is like...
And that's what we doing with Justin, too, because guess what?
Oh yeah.
She be like, bro, what y'all doing in there?
What time is it?
Release a show, if the show ain't fire, if we ain't got no dope guests, if it ain't killing, because she going to check it out, as they progress in the relationship, she be like... Don't you think it's time to let that little podcast, little podcast go?
Yeah.
And she gonna be rightfully so, because if it ain't growing, it ain't what we doing.
But that's the thing, and that's
if it ain't growing and if it ain't effective, what are we doing?
Right. And that's
how productive it is. I mean, productivity it has a it has its own noise. Like you said, like if she don't hear you doing something.
Whoa, I like that. Say that again.
I like that.
Productivity has its own noise.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be busy all you want to, but
now this man, you know what? I'm not. It's too early. He's talking about he want to be a speaker. He is. Man, productivity has a noise. Producing has a noise.
Yeah, I like that.
Execution has a noise.
It ain't. As you say that, it ain't even got to be loud. Like I'm thinking, like when me and her, we
Justin, what is? Where are these? Who is this man?
Ain't said nothing. No, all show.
No, ain't said that much. The whole time we've been coaching, really, all that together. Tonight he got bars.
You just said it ain't gotta be loud.
Because I'm really thinking, like, yo, you've seen. I don't know if you've seen the small conference room we got in the at the kitchen.
Yeah,
but it's like a cube. It's I'm sitting right here in front of your face.
Yeah,
so it's like. Sometimes she'll be there, I'll be there, and then we just click clacking on the computer, not saying nothing. And it's just like, you take a break for us, I'm like, dang, this nice right here. Nobody making no noise. We ain't watching no YouTube. We might take like a second, like quick break, like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, dang, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here for.
I like that.
Man. So anyway, okay. we got a lot more to share, and we'll go more into that.
Man.
I want to get into Justin now because he done just fired me up.
We got
time. It's time to jump on Justin now. Yeah, it's time. You know what? And we might have to make the episode too.
Let's get it.
Episode too. Because of like that. What the time at? What we looking at? What's the time
at? At least 40 minutes.
What's that say?
I ain't got my glasses,
but damn. God,
what that name?
What's the time say on that joint?
Shoot, I gotta get up.
48.
Okay.
48. Oh no, that's not long enough. All right, so look, Franklin, we're gonna make him up. We're gonna make this a part one, part two.
Okay.
And we're gonna finish this up next week. Next week, cool. Next Wednesday.
That's solid.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Okay, good. So let's just finish. We're gonna just keep going. So. Franklin, let's go back. Where we at? We started Motivate Central.
Yeah.
We had the up and down seasons.
Yep.
And then here comes the Foxes, and that's Wendy, who was in acting, and Kim, who started Give Me Pound. And Wendy started making like Atlanta Broadway shows.
Yeah,
and then I was like, hold up, I think the coaching working.
Her husband too.
And then her husband came in.
Construction company.
I know, he had a construction company.
He was busy.
And then I don't want to tell everything, but he made a substantial amount of money with cryptocurrencies that we brought to the group saying, look, this is something that we're getting into.
Yeah.
We're not financial advisors. Yes, we know that. and we can't tell you what to do with your money. But this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And shout out to the episode called Crypto Stro. That's on the Pulse series. It's proof that I was on crypto. And if you had got on it when I put that episode out, you would have made a lot of money. I don't care if you was a Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, XLM. It doesn't matter which one. All of them are substantially up. Have made, shoot, that was before the 2020 run.
Jeez,
if you would have just bought and held, 2019 it was a run, and then it dropped in 2020 and came back up, you would have won. Anyway,
crazy.
Here comes Gimme Pound.
Yeah.
Gimme Pound is still, she's still doing her thing. Kimberly is thriving. Shout out to Gimme Pound. And that was our first like pastry
she got into,
chef situation.
Was it North 25th Street Market?
Yep.
And then also, you know, all her other events and other types of gigs. But yeah, getting into there was it's a big deal.
And we're like, this thing is working. So the second guessing stopped after that. I was done. I was good after that. I was like, and Justin, when he came in, it's like, bro, we was on some 10.
Yeah.
We was like, oh, we know this works.
Yeah.
It's if you can handle it.
It's
if you can take this academic, this everyday rigor of what it takes to get what you say you want.
That's what we want.
We on that now.
Yeah, I was saying it's still
we
that.
On that.
It's
oh no, it
might be like
that's the birth of it.
That was it.
Right before you got in.
Yep.
You came in while Gimme Pound was still in, right? Oh, she wasn't there when you got there.
She showed up a couple times.
I was gonna say if she was, it might have been like very few. Like I don't even recall.
Yeah. Okay, and you were saying it's still like that. Go ahead, finish your thought, my bad. Yeah. I got excited, bro.
No, it's still like that. I was just thinking like, it may be like a different. I don't want to say intensity, but it's like in a different. If it had a different personality, that's what it is now.
But at the same time,
it's like. It's still every
That's
day.
That's what we talking about.
It's every day.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, it's like a level. It's a different level.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. It's getting more hardcore.
Yeah.
And it's going to be even harder for people to get in who are BSing and playing around.
Yeah, yeah.
If you playing around, let me tell you something.
It'll show you
will get eaten alive in our group coaching group because we're not coming together talking about, this week, I focused on being a better person. Oh, we love to get you in there. Because we're going to carve you up and spit you out. Let me tell you something. You being a better person, we can't measure that.
How do you measure
that? What we can measure is how many times do you turn down that your favorite piece of cheesecake? Because you said you wanted a better labs. How many times did you change and alter your fitness workout and how you're taking care of your body? Because if you eat fried chicken every day and you're making a whole bunch of money, good luck with that.
Jeez.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Mind, body, spirit, soul, business. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
And so, Justin, when you came in, who was in the group then? Well, like, what was the group like when you came in?
Who was in the group?
It was you, Dickie. It was definitely Dickie. Shout out to DJ Sims. Rich Gifted Hands.
Jazzo was there.
What short guy?
Jasmine Oliver.
I
can't remember his name. He went to my dad's church.
He was in there.
And he had just got a divorce and he was looking for healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who else? Somebody else was in there.
We had Angelica. Angelica was there, right?
Angelica in there with you?
She was there.
Okay.
She was there.
So I'm bringing this out. But well, first, shout out to all those individuals. They're doing very well.
All contributing.
So one thing that I had to learn, and this was, I had a phone conversation, shout out to Glenn P. Brooks. He said, and he is your relationship coach. Like, that's his niche.
Yeah.
I think everybody's coaching goes in different areas, but his niche right there is the relationship coaching.
Yeah,
and so he said, I said, yo, bro, I said, people be leaving. And you know, they come in, they leave, or they, he's like, some of them, I just wanted to hear a thank you or exit interview or, hey, bro, this is an exit interview. Look, bro. My schedule's changing up.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to make the 8 o'clock. Something like that.
You ain't getting that, man.
Because some people didn't leave because they wanted to leave, but their schedule did not permit.
Right.
But it's like, dog, give me an exit interview. Don't let me find out through the grapevine. I got to talk to Franklin. I got to talk to Joe Schmo, the grapevine. And so he said, Stro, what if I told you your coaching worked?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was blown away.
Yeah.
He said,
that's a sign
of it worked, and it may be unfortunate that they don't think they need it anymore.
Mm.
But it did work.
It worked.
Yep.
Because it worked so good.
Got them to a point where
they think they're good.
Right. Now. Yeah, they took a point and I was like, oh, well, I got it.
And it's dope. Now, some of them could have went and got another coach and went a different direction. That's not what I'm saying. This is not about why people didn't stay in Motivation Central. I'm actually making a point to you, the entrepreneur or the person who is striving for certain goals and certain gifts. You have dreams. I'm telling you that when you're going on this road, you're going to need accountability.
Yes.
And that accountability is not coming from your wife is different.
Right.
Coming from your husband is different. Right. But when it's coming from somebody who's just specifically for one thing, it's different.
Yeah.
And if you got that in a best friend, you're blessed.
It's a beautiful thing.
Sure. You might be lucky.
Yeah.
I don't even do luck, but you might be lucky. If you got that in a friend.
Yeah.
Y'all can be friends and they straight up hold you accountable. I'm talking about the kind of accountable is like, yo, them J's ain't real, bro. And I hate to see you in them. That's accountability, bro. You know what I'm saying? Your friend be like, they love you. They don't want to clown you. They're like, nah, I ain't gonna say nothing about it. But the ball is not even in his hand, bro. The logo is wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's stitched on there wrong. You know what I'm saying? They're not telling you your shoes don't match your outfit. You know, but accountability is hard to find. And that's what Motivation Central is. It's accountability. And people have... I'm getting calls. It's got to be about time for us to wrap it up. It is so important that people find that accountability. And if you can find it with your pastor, a lot of people in church are so big that the pastor can't even give them that attention. So right now, at this present time, our group is small enough for me, Franklin, and Justin to, we can, you know what I'm saying, really interact and...
Yeah.
It's a community.
Building off of, that's what we always say too. Yeah. Like when we open up a call, is you know, it's open. You know, we're here to share.
This is a safe place.
Anything.
The elite training center for your money.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And wait till you hear the sponsor, John. I recorded the sponsor. John Sweet, I put on my Morgan Freeman on that.
He went to Morgan.
Got up Morgan close on the mic.
Yeah, I got close up on the mic, y'all. The elite training center for your mind. It was crazy, bro.
But that's the truth, though. That's exactly what it. That's what we've nurtured, and that's what that's what we have. So
cool. Let's, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, squirrels, Franklin Jennings. Let's give him a hand clap, y'all. For real. And he's going to be a part of the self-mastery podcast, period. Like, this is the core. We will bring in guests or whatever, and we'll be in different rooms, the location, wherever we can do it at. You know, I'm on the move. They're on the move. Justin's killing it. And part two's coming. We're going to dig all in Justin's history, entrepreneurship, the childhood. Me and Justin... We're in Marching Band together. Like, that's how far we go back. We go back to 2003, 2002.
What'd you play?
Drums? That was his own drums.
He's on drums, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. We'll save it next week.
Okay.
So, look, y'all, listen. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. No excuses, no days off.
Peace.
Man.